So I need a straw if I'm going to be able to use that. And so it became really important when we heard that this was happening to connect with the mayor's office in planning and say, you have to consider the disability community and that impact. I am very happy to say that both Yulia and I were at the table, and everyone that first day really heard what we had to say and what those impacts were going to be. And I think people really learned a lot about, because I think, you know, we jump on the, well, what about just an alternative? What about bringing metal straws? Well, for some people, a metal straw isn't an option because they've had a stroke or they have to bite the straw when they're drinking it. And so if it's metal, they then risk the damage of damaging their mouth. So I think reduction is the best way to move forward. And I hear you, Mayor, that you want to keep moving forward and get to a place where we eliminate them. But there has to be a technology then that comes about that really makes sure that people whose lives are already so impacted when they're trying to just be out in the community like everyone else, and then we take away things that take away from that quality of life.
Yeah, and to be clear, Nicole, I agree with you wholeheartedly, and we appreciate your being at the table. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for having me here. For the record, my name is Nancy Nordman. I don't know if I need to say that again. I am here representing the Portland chapter of Surfrider as the volunteer coordinating the Ditch to Straw PDX program. We're incredibly proud of the impact that Ditch to Straw PDX has had over the Portland area. Just over the past year, we've had incredible successes working with over 120 businesses, ranging from large event spaces like Doug Fir to neighborhood coffee shops like Posey's. And most businesses have really reported the switch to away from plastic straws to some sort of alternative, whether it's a metal glass or metal straw with a silicone tip, paper, glass, bamboo, any sort of alternative on request as being easier than they anticipated it to be. And many have reported drastic straw reductions, positive customer feedback, and cost savings. Just to give a few examples, Mad Hannah reported $1,000 in cost savings just since May, since making the switch. Portland Spirit, the boat cruise line, estimates between 8,000 and 10,000 straws have been avoided just through their change to bamboo straws. New Seasons has reported preventing around 100,000 straws by removing them from all their coffee bars. And Porqué No has reported a drop from 4,000 straws a month down to 1,000 straws a month through the change as well. So because of all these successes that we've seen from the businesses, we believe that Portland is more than ready for policy change on this issue. As you've heard from these examples, this isn't just an environmental policy that we see it as. It's smart business policy. Hundreds of thousands of straws have been eliminated from the waste stream, and we see that businesses are finding it to be a positive change for them. We feel that this policy as is creates a nice foundation for furthering the effort, as you mentioned, for more comprehensive plastic reduction goals and strategies. We certainly think it's a great start. We do believe there are ways that can be strengthened, and we have provided some written testimony with more detail. During the plastic resolution in June, we heard a great deal of enthusiasm and excitement around this for leadership and action on the development of an edgy and aggressive single-use plastic reduction strategy. And we recommend that the city maybe consider using this as an opportunity to lead by example and potentially applying a more comprehensive policy by not allowing single-use plastic at city-sanctioned events, to serve as a role model for businesses to start to show that potential to change. As we continue to learn from implementation and innovation in the areas of fast food and takeout, we'll obviously learn from all of this and continue to refine the strategies that provide the best benefit to business, consumers, and the environment. And we just want to thank the council for the directive to work on the issue, BPS staff for all of their hard work, and all of our fellow work group members and stakeholders. We look forward to continuing to partner and support implementation of this policy. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We appreciate your being here.
Good afternoon, Mayor and members of the City Council. My name is John Boschetinsky. I'm the Director of Sustainability at Multnomah County, and I'm really pleased to be here today to offer the county support for this initiative. I think that the action that the council is considering today is properly understood as one step in what has been a decades-long effort to limit the impact of single-use plastic on the environment and on our health. And it's pleasing to me to look back at that history and see that the county and the city working hand in hand on those efforts. In 1989, the city and the county passed parallel ordinances restricting the use of styrofoam in restaurants. It was sort of like the plastic straw policy of that era. And it's worth noting that the policy was targeted at health. It was actually a health policy. The aim was to limit people's exposure to petrochemicals. It was successful in that regard, but it's also been incredibly successful at limiting the amount of styrofoam that we see in our rivers and in the environment. That's something that other communities around the U.S. don't have the luxury of taking for granted. I actually worked in Washington, D.C. before moving to Portland, and for the Department of the Environment there and for the local city government, and my beat was trash in the water. And the amount of styrofoam that we pulled out of waterways was really staggering. So that forward-looking policy has really made a large difference in sort of the quality of life here in Multnomah County, but also the sort of the environmental impacts of that. Portland has shown time and time again a willingness to reach upstream and implement pollution prevention strategies that will pay dividends into the future. The action by the council today would also align with another area of collaboration between the city and the county, namely the Climate Action Plan. In the plan, we identify plastic reduction policy, and as noted by the previous panel, reduction is really the first strategy of the R's that we learn about recycling and reuse. As a key area in our materials management framework. And the county is working with East County cities to follow your lead, the city's lead, on plastic bag bans and seeing if we can extend that policy eastward to smaller communities in East Multnomah County. Today's action by the council builds on an important legacy, and the suite of strategies is a template for other cities around the world to follow when seeking to protect waterways and conserve natural resources. The county is here not only to cheer you in this action, but also to help. Multnomah County Health Department looks forward to working with our partners at BPS to help restaurants and mobile unit operators understand the new ordinance and how they can continue to best serve the public. The Health Department provides education in person through inspections to approximately 5,500 permitted facilities in Multnomah County and almost 5,000 in the city of Portland. This year, all facilities will receive information about plastic bags, polystyrene, and hopefully next year we will be providing them information about the plastic straws as well. So it's a great opportunity to have in-person conversations with all the business owners that serve food within the city and within Multnomah County. And this has offered us an opportunity to work more closely together with BPS to help implement this policy and other existing policies. So thank you very much, and go
City. That include food carts under your county jurisdiction?
Yes. Okay. Yep, that includes food carts as well. Absolutely.
John, thanks a lot. We appreciate you bringing your expertise and your partnership to this.
You're welcome.
It's critically important, so thank you for that. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mayor Wheeler, Commissioners. My name is Greg Astley, Director of Government Affairs for the Oregon Restaurant and Lodging Association. Thank you for the opportunity to speak today and for the invitation for our members, the restaurant owners and operators in the city of Portland, to be a part of the work group and the discussion leading to today's proposed ordinance. We always appreciate being involved in the beginning part of a conversation from the start to help shape the policy that we think works for everyone. So, as consumers become more aware of the issues of single-use disposables and the waste stream, the plastic waste reduction, and the restrictions on recycling, restaurants and their suppliers have responded to those requests to reduce use of these items. In just the last year, two major vendors in the city of Portland to restaurants and food service establishments reported significant reductions in the ordering of plastic straws. In one case, more than a third fewer straws are being ordered by food service establishments and local restaurants. Some of our members in Portland are already voluntarily reducing usage with their own by-request straw policies, replacement of plastic straws with alternatives, and by asking customers who are getting takeout whether they need plastic utensils. Hotels and bars are also voluntarily reducing their plastic straw usage. Many of them are already promoting the fact that they are a by-request restaurant or bar with signage and materials on tables. Having the option to offer plastic straws to our customers who may be disabled or impaired in some way and whose safety may be at risk with metal or wooden straws is important to us too. We've heard from members of the disabled community who need plastic straws as an option for their own well-being, and we want to be able to accommodate them. Portland's restaurants, hotels, and bars are cornerstones in our community. They give generously to worthy causes, they feed the hungry, and they provide a place where people can meet and break bread together. The people who own, manage, and run them are Portlanders too, and they care about the environment and they're sensitive to the customer's requests and feelings. With so many other challenges facing the people running restaurants, hotels, and bars, we appreciate and support the Council's consideration and approval of a by-request ordinance coupled with education and outreach to our customers. Thank you.
Thanks, Greg. Appreciate it. Very good. Thank you all for being here. We appreciate your testimony. Next up, oral testimony. Do we have people signed up, Carla?
Yes, we do. We have eight people signed up.
Very good.
The first three, please come on up, are Chanel Hassan, Sarah Mayer, and Celeste Mefrin Soingo.
Very good. 3 minutes. Name for the record, please. We don't need your address, and the microphones slide around. Thanks for being here.
Sorry, musical chairs.
No worries.
All right. Thank you, Mayor and Portland Commissioners, for this opportunity to testify today. For the record, my name is Chanel Hassan. I am a volunteer as the Chair and Communications Coordinator for the Portland Chapter of the Surfrider Foundation. A little educational background for me. I got my bachelor's degree in environmental science, focusing in marine biology, and just got my master's in sustainability education right up the street at Portland State. As you have heard from Nancy, our Ditch the Straw lead, who testified earlier today, we have worked on this program to decrease single-use plastic straws in the city of Portland for over a year now. I want to personally thank each one of you for your interest and leadership in addressing single-use plastic pollution within the city of Portland. There's no doubt that single-use plastics, including straws, have been stamped across headlines all over the globe. It's an environmental crisis, and in some third world nations, it's a health and social crisis. Bold political actions have resulted because of this increased publicity and awareness, such as the European Union's sweeping ban on many single-use plastics by 2021. Plastic pollution isn't a Portland problem. This is not an Oregon State problem. This is not a national problem. This is a global epidemic. Based on our current production and leakage of plastic into the environment, it's projected by 2050 that the ratio of plastics to fish in our ocean will be 1-to-1. Even though this is an environmental catastrophe that needs environmental policy, Surfrider Portland started with a business-first approach, addressing single-use plastics with our Ditch the Straw PDX campaign. As a grassroots organization, we began our work on the ground, working personally with over 120 businesses this year to decrease their plastic pollution footprint in Portland. We commend you on the leadership that the city is undertaking in policy actions. We provided you with some considerations for strengthening and growing this work, and we look forward to working with the city further in partnership to reduce single-use plastics in the great city of Portland. So thank you very much.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
All right. Hello, City Council members. For the record, my name is Sarah Mayer, and I am the secretary for the Portland chapter of the Surfrider Foundation. While I am actively involved in Surfrider, I'm just a volunteer, like most of us here. So my day job is downtown, and I have the privilege of living and working downtown, only 15-minute walk for me. But every day during that short walk, I see countless plastic on the streets. Straws, coffee cups, coffee lids, food containers, wrappers. The cigarette butts is a whole nother issue, but each day I see a new view of plastic and trash on our streets. And while most of that trash is plastic, that is going to be here forever because it does not biodegrade. So through simple actions and municipal efforts, I think that we can turn the tide on plastic pollution. I'm fairly certain that most people are aware of the problem as human race we have created for our oceans. Everyone has seen the sea turtle video where they pulled the plastic straw from its nose. Most people are aware of the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, the giant mix of plastics that aggregates in our oceans, gyres, that harms animals and disrupts the food chains and ecosystems and eventually washes ashore into our beaches. Most people are aware of this. However, still today, 8 million metric tons of plastic goes into our oceans each year. So while we are aware, it is still a problem. We at Surfrider do our part in cleaning up by hosting action days, beach cleanups, riverside cleanups, multiple green streets cleanups each month. Last month alone, we picked up over 60 gallons of trash in our bioswales, and 80% of that litter that we pick up is plastic. So we may have 120 businesses who are already committed to this movement, but the reality is that we need to move entire cities, states, and nations if we are going to truly impact this problem of plastic pollution. So I look forward to continuing this leadership with you, and I hope that we can further develop this movement here in Portland. Thank you.
Thank you both. The Surfrider Foundation has been just fantastic throughout this effort, and a real inspiration to me and to the policy. And I'm just really glad we have local partners like you working with us and helping to advocate more broadly for what we're trying to do. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Mayor Wheeler, Portland City Councilors. My name is Celeste May Franswango. I'm the State Director for Environment Oregon. We're a member-funded environmental advocacy organization based here in Portland, just across the river. I'm here to express Environment Oregon's support for the prohibitions and restrictions on single-use plastics ordinance before you today, and to thank you for bringing it up for consideration. I also did want to recognize the Surfrider Foundation and thank the volunteers and staff for all of your hard work to get us to this point. Educating the public and advocating for the reduction of single-use plastics is a big part of our work at Environment Oregon. We're particularly concerned with the devastating impact that plastics have on our wildlife, particularly marine wildlife, and we believe that nothing that we use for 10 minutes should pollute our environment for hundreds of years. We hear from our members a lot that they're concerned about plastic pollution, especially the plastics that they can't recycle. And many have expressed frustration at just how much plastic they interact with in a day. You know, when you go to the grocery store, so much of what you want to buy is packaged in plastic. If you live in a part of the state without a ban on single-use plastic bags, your groceries are likely also bagged in plastic. If you want to go out to eat and get something to eat or drink, you're often given a plastic clamshell, plastic cutlery, condiments in plastic, a plastic cup and or a plastic straw, sometimes all of the above, and you don't have a real option to opt out. Some of this plastic does end up getting recycled, but most of it ends up getting thrown away, ending up in our landfills and in our natural environment. So we think this ordinance is a really good first step to reducing wasteful plastic use. You know, giving the consumers the option of using a straw or plastic cutlery can also be a really powerful way to give people space to wonder if they really need a straw or plastic cutlery. And while some people may still want or need to use them, many people, I believe, will opt out. And this will result in less plastic waste and changing consumer behavior, both of which we need to do if we have any shot at tackling this global problem. But again, this, you know, we really do see this ordinance as a first step, as many of you have said today. And we look forward to seeing the impact it can have here in our city and see what further reduction strategies we can implement in the future. So thanks so much for the opportunity to testify today.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah.
Thanks, all three. Next three, please, Carla.
Next three are Simon Scoots, Peter Wyrick, and Julia Pearson.
It's no particular order. Go ahead and have a seat wherever is convenient. Would you like to go ahead and start, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hello, my name is Piper Wyrick, and I'm a part of the Portland Youth Climate Council, and I'm a senior at Cleveland High School. I'm supportive of the prohibitions and restrictions on single-use plastic, though I believe that Portland also needs to focus on larger sources of pollution and unsustainability. Plastics are harmful all along their lifespan. Fossil fuels are manufactured into plastic and also power that production process, which also requires immense amounts of water. Plastic products are also often wrapped in plastic and distributed by fossil fuel-powered vehicles. Their toxins can leach out into food. In addition, once they are disposed of into the environment, plastics don't break down but kill wildlife and continue to contribute to climate change by releasing methane and ethylene when exposed to the sun. Polyethylene does so the most, and styrofoam and plastic bags take at least 500 years if they ever break down. And that's just what I know. However, I recognize and respect that plastic straws are also necessary for some people to maintain not only their independence, but also their basic needs to survive. I appreciate the policy's flexibility in that it still allows this vital tool to be available to those who need it, but I also believe that this policy should be stricter in only allowing straws to be available to those who have a medical need. In addition, plastic silverware just cannot be an option if Portland is serious about taking care of our earth. Consumers can handle a little inconvenience and might even learn something from it. We also need to ensure that materials and products still used are actually sustainable all along their life cycle. Some additional options are bioplastics or plastics made from carbon dioxide. Also, increased recycling facilities could be a good investment. In addition, as a student in PPS, I see too many ways in which our schools contribute to environmental degradation and climate change. Along with the use of plastic silverware and food packaging, is food waste, use of paper plates, conical cups while we wait for lead-free water, and the fact that our recycling is just thrown into the garbage. It is important that Portland schools are included in any new requirements, but also that schools are helped to reach them as the existing budget is already stretched too thin. This policy, or at least ones following, could do so. I appreciate that this policy is seen as a stepping stone to greater changes, and Portland also needs to focus on larger sources of pollution and ultimately change our consumerist culture and economic reliance on fossil fuels. Thank you.
Thank you. Excellent testimony. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Hi, my name is Simon Scates. I attend Wilson High School as a senior, and I'm a member of Portland Youth Climate Council. I'm speaking today because I support the action to reduce the use of single-use plastics in Portland. There is a clear link between single-use plastics and climate change, and we need to be moving away from the use of materials made from fossil fuels and materials like plastics that release methane and as they degrade. In addition, single-use plastics cannot typically be recycled and create vast amounts of trash, causing huge problems in our oceans. This ordinance is just one of the many steps that need to be taken toward the goal of creating a sustainable city. While I support this ordinance, as soon as possible, I'd like to see it expanded to ban all single-use plastic straws, utensils, unless they're medically necessary for customers. I would also love to see this ordinance be implemented in our schools. Although Portland Public Schools has set a climate and waste reduction goals, there are tremendous amounts of plastic and food waste throughout all of Portland schools. Although I am tall, I'm the youngest one here, and my peers went in here, and my peers and I will be dealing with this plastic problem for years and years to come. So I ask you to pass this ordinance for a cleaner and clearer future.
Excellent. Thank you. We appreciate your being here. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Council. My name is Julia Pearson. I'm Sustainability Director at Wimmer Brothers Brewery and Pub and Craft Brew Alliance. And I'm here today. We wanted to show our support for this ordinance and bring the business perspective as well to the testimony. And for one, it's so important, plastic pollution prevention for clean water in Oregon. We need this clean water to brew our delicious beer. Our craft breweries are part of the Portland fabric, so it's so important to keep our watersheds and waterways clean. And also, Wimmer Brothers, we were the first to pilot the Ditch the Straw alongside Surfrider. We were very honored to be able to do that. So we know firsthand that by preventing this plastic straw waste in the first place, it brings cost savings to the business, and Nancy provided lots of great examples of that. So we wholeheartedly provide our support for this ordinance and continued work to continue to strengthen banning or preventing single-use plastics in Portland. So thank you for the opportunity to talk today.
Thank you, and thanks to Widmer Brothers for taking the lead on this.
Yep.
And now I'm getting very thirsty just thinking about it. There was two more, Carla, is that correct?
Actually, there's one more.
One
Charlie
more.
Plybon.
Very good. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Mailer Wheeler and members of the council. For the record, my name is Charlie Plybon. I'm the Oregon Policy Manager for Surfrider Foundation. Mayor Wheeler, I appreciate your initiative here within the city of Portland and that of the commissioners to work on single-use plastics. I first brought this issue when you were state treasurer. I presented to the state land board on the marine debris action plan, which is a NOAA-approved plan for the state of Oregon to take action on marine debris. And one of the things that action plan recommended was for us to be taking actions in inland areas, particularly in high population centers that are near water bodies, which flow out into our ocean. And here we are in Portland today in front of some fantastic leaders pushing plastic policy. I'll mention that this was not straightforward policy. Nothing is as simple as it seems. Plastic bag bans are complicated. Portland's a little behind the curve now if you look at the most recent type of plastic bag ban. Things evolve, they change. We expect these sorts of plastic pollution and innovation to also change and evolve over time, and we look forward to continuing to work with you on a process to continue reducing plastics. It sounded like there is not an opportunity for amendments at this time on this ordinance. I would make the recommendation on a friendly amendment to 17.103.310B. It basically prescribes that all retail food and beverage establishments and institutional cafeterias where customers may order takeout and delivery shall provide plastic utensils. Plastic utensils is not defined in the definitions, and so there's a lack of clarity in exactly what we're talking about. My recommendation is that you change that to plastic serviceware, which is defined in the definitions.
Could you tell me the number of that again, please?
Yes.
Is it 17?
17.103.310.
310?
This is the restrictions on single-use plastic serviceware.
So changing it from utensils to serviceware.
Yes, right now utensils is not defined, so it's unclear, and that may be unclear for businesses as well as those advocating for the policy.
Good catch. We'll ask staff about that.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you.
And then in written testimony, we did provide some other recommendations. We feel comfortable that we can address those in time, and we appreciate the mayor and the city commissioners putting a date out there in the future for us to come back to this and continue to evolve this to be the best plastic policy in the country that it can be.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's great seeing you again. Could we just have staff come back up for just one moment to address that issue? On its face, that seems to be a sensible change. I would even consider that a Scribner's error because it needs to be consistent unless you tell me otherwise.
Mayor and Council, if I could. I'm looking at the definition of plastic serviceware. It includes single-use plastic straws, stirrers, utensils, and condiment packaging. So I think if you wanted to have all four of those items, but in the...
Ah, I see. So was it intentionally limiting in the ordinance? Was it intended to limit it?
It was intended to limit it to utensils and condiment packaging. We had a conversation about when you're in a fast food situation and you order a soda, are you going to have that request every single time? And it seemed like kind of a no-brainer. If you order a soda, you're going to have to drink it some way. And so we put it in as utensils and condiment packaging because we felt like that was the most relevant conversation to have in that fast food interaction. So that's one of the reasonings why we put in utensils and not all service ware.
Good.
Other
question.
Are school districts exempt from this policy?
They are not. They're included within the institutions, which include cafeterias. So that would be medical institutions, educational, and government.
So all these new practices will be employed by our school districts? They haven't approached you and asked for a carve-out or
they would.
Anything like that?
I had a conversation with the PPS staff, and they said that this wouldn't impact their operations greatly.
It would or it would not?
That it would not, and they weren't too concerned about it. But that was one staff person. Other staff members might have different opinions.
Don't they currently use plastic forks?
So the way that the ordinance would be written is that that would be considered a dine-in situation. So in a dine-in situation, according to this ordinance, it would be straws and stirrers that would apply. And they only, as far as I understand, not from experience but by secondhand knowledge, provide straws to kids that need them. So,
right.
But then also they talked about juice boxes. They come with straws. That's an issue. That's not specified in this proposal.
So there is no exemption for school districts in this proposal?
There is not.
Okay, good. Good.
Very good. Colleagues, unless you have further questions, I'll entertain a motion on the report. So there's two things we're doing. We're voting on the report to adopt the report, and the report is the report, and then we'll be moving the ordinance to second reading. It's a non-emergency first reading.
Right, and just to close out the previous conversation, your recommendation is to leave it as utensils, even though utensils would then have the dictionary definition. Is that correct?
We could put in a definition for utensils to be more clear about what that means. But it was intentional to write utensils and not serviceware, unless you'd like us to reconsider that.
And Commissioner Fritz, I was just going to say that it is common for us to turn to the dictionary definition when analyzing legally what something means. And I would think, I mean, I can look it up really fast, but I would guess that that would be covered.
Yeah. So I don't think we need to change it.
I don't
because
think
it was intentional to not have the other pieces in that second part. It's a two-part. This is for straws and stirrers. This is for utensils and condiments.
Yeah, and the intention was to try to figure out what material was the most relevant for certain situations.
Yeah. But thank you for raising the question.
Move the report.
Second.
We have a motion from Commissioner Saltzman to accept the report, a second from Commissioner Udaly. Any further discussion? Please call the roll.
Udaly?
Well, I think the fact that there are no opponents to this effort here today is notable. 30 years ago, I watched my then housemate and some of her friends and colleagues sit around our dining room table and craft what would eventually become the styrofoam ban. There was a lot of resistance to that. I, as a retailer, supported the plastic bag ban. There was also a lot of resistance to that. And I'm happy to support this initiative as well. I was raised by environmentally aware parents, a grandmother who grew up during the Depression and was very resourceful and loved recycling, and in rural Oregon, where everything you don't recycle, you have to haul to the dump yourself. So reduce, reuse, recycle is really second nature to me. But as I have strived to reduce my footprint at different times in my life, I'd say I've found it really challenging to find and afford alternatives. And I think it is unreasonable and irresponsible to put the onus of that burden on the consumer. We have to set the standards. There are choices that shouldn't be choices. We just shouldn't be allowing industry to manufacture certain materials or use certain chemicals or create more garbage. Honestly, I don't know how our entire planet is not completely covered with garbage at this point. With any luck, it won't be. I also want to thank the mayor's office for giving serious consideration to the disability community, to the kind of unique needs and challenges easily overlooked and misunderstood. It's vital that as we make improvements, we are not
making life harder for certain populations, so I really appreciate that. And I was going to make a really bad graduate joke. I think the mayor did that last time. Something like, the future might be plastic, but there's no future in plastics. Everyone feel free to groan. It's been a long day. I'm happy to vote aye.
Thank you, Peaches and Wormfield. I'm Bruce Walker in the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. Thanks to Amy Rathfelder in the Mayor's office and Cynthia Castro in my office for your analysis on this. I greatly appreciate your thoughtful input that you've gathered throughout the work group and the community outreach, for including Americans with Disabilities Act advocates and listening to them. Thanks, as always, to Nicole Chiron for her leadership in that regard on behalf of the Bureau of the Office of Equity and Human Rights. Plastics is a serious problem. One of our testifiers mentioned about the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, which some people may not be aware of. This is a accumulation of millions of tons of plastic, three times the size of France, which, put another way, is twice the size of Texas, which to me I was like, interesting. Some people here might more relate to Texas than to France. But in either way, it's a blooming large thing that is in the North Pacific Ocean that is loose, impacting marine life and leaching harmful chemicals into our foods. So in addition to the don't take the plastic, please put it in the right place after you're done with it. Put it in the garbage for the most part. Plastic bags do not go in the recycling. Straws don't, you know, it was mentioned about the amount of garbage on our city streets. Just put it in the garbage. It's not that hard. The little plastic toothpicks. A, it's astonishing to me that people are picking their teeth in public, but B, then to toss your little thing on the floor, could we just return to this is a planet that we don't, as far as we know, have another one that we can go to once this one's full of muck. So let's all look after it. I did appreciate the suggestion that we should do something regarding city events in terms, I don't think we have all that many straws at city events, but we do have stirrers that should not be plastic. I'm considering bringing something that would say we can't use bottled water at city events because I want everybody to drink our wonderful Bull Run water, and we should have the large containers with paper cups. And so I'll be talking to each of my colleagues about that. There's basic common sense things that we can do. And so those are some of the reasons that people might say, why are you focusing on straws? Well, it shouldn't just be straws. It should be the lids. It should be a lot of other bigger pieces of plastic that we should be working to address. So I appreciate your commitment, Mayor, to bring this back. And thank you, Bruce Walker, to bring it back a year after implementation to give us the next steps, because I don't want to take the foot off the metal. Pedals to the metal or whatever. It has been quite a long day. Thank you to the Burgerville, who also sent in testimony as far as their support for this. We know that the so-called compostable plastics aren't. I was a little bit concerned to hear that these lovely wooden implements are because of a European Union regulation, and wondering if Theresa May gets Britain out of Brexit, we'll have to go back to plastic. But I'll work on that another time. And I just greatly appreciate the amount of effort that's been put into this. We need to do more. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, I want to thank Mayor Wheeler for his passion on this issue. I also want to recognize Bruce Walker and Pete and you.
Amy.
Amy, sorry.
It's okay.
Well, I was going to sort of call out the older guard of the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability because
they
have... I think they've done a good job on all the thorny recycling issues of always getting all the cast of characters to sit down at the table at the outset. So here we have, you know, in this case, you have the disability community, you have the Restaurant Lodging Association, you have the advocates, and you brought them all around the table, and I think you've come up with a good common sense first step policy. And I think that's been the hallmark of BPS on some of the more thornier recycling issues that we've dealt with over the years. So I just want to acknowledge that. And I do think that this is a good step in the right direction. It's for all the reasons that were just cited by Commissioner Fritz, it's something that we just can't ignore. And I still do my best to recycle every plastic bag I can at Fred Meyer's. if it can't be recycled curbside. And I still, at some point, I want to have a conversation with you. Why are we still not able to recycle plastic bags in a more in a curbside approach? So I'll have that conversation with you, Bruce, before I leave. And I do think we should double check with the school district. You said you talked to one staff person. The school district has a habit of Portland Public Schools, in particular, of kind of sticking their head in the sand on issues until it's too late, and then they board members call us and say, "What is this all about?" So I think you need to loop back in with at least Portland Public Schools, get a commitment from somebody like the superintendent or the board chair that they have been briefed on this issue and they are on board with it.
Thank you. That's a great suggestion. I did talk with staff that were involved in the purchasing and managing the purchasing of PPS.
Right.
So
right.
I think so it's a good suggestion.
PPS is, as you know, is a big organization.
Yes.
Not always speaking on the same page. So I would really urge you to go higher up on that.
Okay.
But I do hope they are bought into this because it's a good thing. We need to start modeling good behavior at that level. And it'd be ridiculous if we set an example of you can have all the straws and plastic silverware you want at the schools and then expect them when they graduate and turn 18 to be, you know, responsible citizens and sort of the Portland ethic. So it's a great idea. Let's just make sure it sticks. So I'm pleased to support this. Aye.
Wheeler.
Well, thank you, Bruce and Pete and Amy from my team. Amy in particular, thank you, since you're the one I spend most of the time with. For pushing us very, very hard and making sure that we covered all our bases on this. I want to thank everybody who testified today, the Oregon Restaurant and Lodging Association, the Surfrider Foundation, Multnomah County, great partners to have. As always, the Office of Equity and Human Rights and Nicole, thank you for being at the table and making sure that we address the needs of our disability community in an affirmative and intentional way. The issue of plastics is obviously not a small one. As the planet warms, we're having to deal with the increasingly devastating impacts of global warming, and it's imperative that we consider our consumption habits and the ways that we can work to make them more sustainable in the years ahead. Plastics and plastic straws in particular, as we heard today, they're one of the top items. In fact, they're one of the top 10 items that are found littering our coastline. In the city of Portland, they're found along our waterfront, they're found on our streets, and they are found in our parks. And as you heard from testimony today, they can have an adverse impact on wildlife and habitats. Straws are particularly hard on marine environments. And because they don't break down or decompose, they pose a very serious threat to animals and wildlife and these habitats as they enter the food streams in the habitation areas. The reduction of single-use plastics will result in the city achieving several of its goals simultaneously around the improvement and protection of land and water quality. And I just want to put down a marker. Obviously, I am very happy to bring this ordinance to the council. I think it is timely. I'm appreciative that we were thoughtful in terms of bringing the community and our stakeholders with us in a way that we have a consensus. But I want to be clear, our work is not done. There is much work to be done. And it's a two-pronged approach. On one hand, we're going to have to change consumer behavior. And I don't want this to sound like a heavy-handed statement. It's not intended this way. But I want people to really ask themselves as they get a single-use plastic item or any packaging for that matter, do they really need it? Do they really need it? And I also, on the supply side, I want our commercial enterprises and I want our manufacturers and I even want our recycling partners to think about what are the products that they need to manufacture and what do consumers really need. And I have to tell you, as our economy grows, as our population grows, as we start to see companies like Amazon become larger and larger in scale globally, this is going to expand way beyond plastic straws or lids or cups or utensils or anything else. It's really going to have to be about packaging of consumer products. We're a long way from there, but we need to start changing the culture today, or we will never achieve the climate action goals that were adopted by this council in Multnomah County. So I would like us to continue to be aggressive. This is our first line in the sand. I expect we will do very well on this, but I want us to continue to push this ordinance and evolve this ordinance as quickly and as thoughtfully as we possibly can in the months and the years ahead. That's my commitment. And I believe we can all live up to that commitment. I vote aye. The report is adopted. The ordinance is a non-emergency first reading of an ordinance. It moves to second reading. Thank you all.
Mayor and Council, before you move to second reading on that ordinance, I did look up the definition of utensils. It is broader than what I was thinking. I was thinking fork, knives, and spoons. If that's what you were thinking, the actual dictionary definition is broader than that. So if you want it limited to forks, knives, and spoons, you could maybe just amend it in an interlineation after utensils, put parenthetical of forks, knives, and spoons.
What's the dictionary definition?
It is, there's a couple different ones, but like, for example, common is an implement, instrument, or vessel used in a household and especially a kitchen. That's Merriam-Webster. Cambridge University Press has a tool with a particular use, especially in a kitchen or house. So it's kind of along that. It is much broader than what I was thinking of anyways.
Okay. So maybe you could work with the Bureau to figure out whether we need to amend it at second reading next week.
If you want it to be more narrow, yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
You're happy to do it.
Great. Appreciate it. Learn something new every day. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Amy.
Thank you very
much. Thanks, gentlemen.